Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Randy, the Dakota MGTOW, and he let me choose whatever topic I want. Up until a while ago, it was easy to find something new to talk about, when I got a donation with no topic. I just pop into the MGTOW subreddit and find something there. But since that's gone, I've decided to explore the Dead Bedroom subreddit instead. And boy was I happy I did. I ran into a bunch of stories immediately where women were the ones complaining about their boyfriends with regards to what was going on in the bedroom in their relationship. Let me read one of the stories by a woman named Purple7281, and I quote, "We moved in together a year and a half ago. The first time we got spicy wasn't a great experience. I've only had sex a couple of times, so honestly it hurt even after lube and getting myself excited. He obviously didn't want to hurt me, and we ended up doing a BJ instead. The second time was more romantic. He put a fireplace on our TV screen, set the mood, and we had a ton of foreplay beforehand. It was definitely far less painful, but we couldn't get the positioning right. We're both pretty fat and not entirely flexible, so it was hard to get into a good position and rhythm. After that, he just didn't want to try anymore. I mentioned it a few times, but he has an excuse every time. He's not performing oral on me. I've given him a couple of BJs, under 10 though, and a couple of HJs. So for us, it's mostly mutual masturbation. Sometimes he'll play with my nips while we talk dirty and get ourselves off, laying next to one another. Even that these days is sporadic at best. It's typically the days that I wear makeup and perfume, though it has happened when I'm not, and doesn't happen every time I do. I don't have a crazy libido or anything. I'd actually say mine is on the lower end of the spectrum. But having him want it even less than me is surprising, concerning. I know at least sometimes he gets himself off in the shower, which I don't really mind in and of itself, but if we're not being intimate, he could, you know, invite me in. He seems very stressed out and anxious, which is why he's been more distant. But previous times he's been anxious, he's asked me to be intimate with him to relieve stress, so I don't know what's going on. All I know is that I'm tired of not feeling wanted. Well, Randy the Dakota MGTOW, thanks for the donation, and I'm sure you'll enjoy me roasting the women on the Dead Bedroom subreddit that kicked all the MGTOWs out of there and are now spreading their stories for attention. But before I do, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Remember, you're a man, so don't let her treat you like My Little Pony. This is your prep course for divorce rape. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women crying me a river because their man's cock won't cry into them. Clown world show. First of all, this woman doesn't have a dead bedroom situation. Without penetration, this is what lesbian relationships are like. I had a lesbian complain about the same thing to me before, and eventually left their partner. The same will probably happen to Purple7281. Her man might have issues because fat guys tend to suffer from micropenis, and fat chicks need a bigger dong to service the places where she likes to hide her thong. If an overweight woman wears a string bikini and you can't see it because of her weight, is she still wearing it? Lady, there's your problem. You're fat and don't wear perfume and makeup. But we both know that if you lost the weight, you'd probably be off getting smashed by someone else way more often. It's also great that he doesn't go down because that's how HPV is spread around. I wish someone told me that while I was growing up so I didn't risk turning myself into Val Kilmer one day. As for the Dead Bedroom subreddit, I figured that's another reason they don't want red pill MGTOWs going on there. There are a lot of women out there looking for sympathy and attention from men now. Also, what if the women posting these stories about their boyfriends not wanting to sleep with them the way they want to sleep with them is actually just a form of projection? To say that it's not women that reject men, but that it's actually more common that men reject women for sex. I know it's kind of hard to believe, but the wokesters are everywhere these days. So boo-hoo, men aren't getting sex for months or years. So the odd woman comes in and shares the same type of story. But of course, most guys in dead bedroom situations would love mutual masturbation. Instead, their woman's wart-covered well is dry, and all they hear is crickets coming from her cooch from underuse. Sure, there are some men out there that use women for other things besides sex, like an activity partner or other form of companionship. But why live with her and listen to her nag if you're not getting any nookie? Most guys won't do it. Also, am I the only one that thinks it's creepy that this woman spies on her boyfriend to see how many times he drains his lizard in the shower? Imagine that scene from American Beauty where Kevin Spacey is beating his meat in the shower and says, "This is the highlight of my day." Maybe this fat woman's boyfriend feels the same way. Except that's not a Hollywood camera spying on him, but his girlfriend. Another woman on there complains about her man's by saying this, and I quote, "He likes to consider himself a robot, so really doesn't give it out too much. I believe he masturbates at least once a day if the day allows it. He uses the Oculus. We've tried to watch spicy stuff together, but he was just awkward and wasn't fully able to enjoy the porn or me. I think it's a sort of guilt, but boy did he get hard with porn instantly. So I was loving the path, but it just got uncomfortable. He also has death grip issues for sure. Gentle caressing won't do it. I have to choke that thing to finish him off." Unquote. So here we have another woman complaining that her man doesn't want to sleep with her, but would rather choke his chicken all by his lonesome. Plus, lady, you can't compete with virtual reality, it seems. When the fake women are better than the real ones, the women are in serious trouble. The next dead bedroom story I found was a woman with a topic post called "Rejection Feels So Existentially Threatening When Wearing Lingerie." But her boyfriend rejected her more than a few times when she was wearing it, and now she's just having an existential crisis on the dead bedroom subreddits. I kept running into story after story where women were getting sex, but their bedroom wasn't completely dead yet, and they were sharing their stories for attention there. I suspect it has to do with getting more attention and projecting the same problems onto themselves that men complain about, but they take even the smallest rejection way too personally. This woman even says that she believes she has internalized slut shaming because she feels like she's dressing cheaply to get sex, and when she's rejected, she feels worse about it. I don't blame guys for rejecting sex and using their hands instead, because a woman's vajayjay is nowhere near as tight the way a hand is from the top to the bottom. A woman is only hard on one spot, the entry point. The women in dead bedroom subreddits also need to go someplace else. They're destroying the ability for men with actual problems to get advice. But this is what women do. They go to where the men are getting attention and chase all the men away, and then they follow men someplace else. They couldn't pull this shit in the MGTOW subreddit, so they had to shut it down, hoping that the male attention would scatter to places where women were. We're in a war for attention, and while many women are getting it from a lot of their friend circles, they also want it from men. What porn is for many men is what social media is for women. It's enough to keep them from going nuts, but they want it from a higher quality and status male. The same way that men want sex from attractive women instead of fat, below average, boring girlfriends. Love and companionship is what he gets from her, but sexual gratification comes from virtual thoughts that look a lot better. The only way women can stop this is by stopping pornography itself. And one day I believe they'll try. Gentlemen, load up your hard drives, because that day will eventually come. No pun intended. The fourth story I clicked on is called "In Bed Alone and Crying Again." I was hoping that it was a soy boy sharing his story about his girlfriend cutting him off, but it's yet another woman. On top of that, the person posting it is called Sock Puppet Account 07. Is it possible that there are tons of women out there flooding the dead bedrooms forum with their own stories to intentionally drown out the male ones? This woman is complaining about the quality of her sex and a dip in quantity after a number of years, but her bedroom isn't even dead. The only thing that seems to be dead is men's ability to post their stories on there without women burying them with their own. Of course, the dead bedroom subreddit can't be banned, so the women out there need to try a different strategy. Women are way too sensitive about making sure that men's desire for them is perfect. For example, I've had multiple issues with women because they couldn't give me an orgasm, but they refused to be part of the solution. They tried nothing and they were completely out of ideas. How great! A few could actually figure out how to do it though. They didn't get discouraged and have self-confidence issues as a result of their own incompetence. Ladies, the rise of men in relationships that don't want sex in relationships could also have something to do with women being more dominant, while today's men are more passive. That women are too masculine and men are too feminine. Hell hath no fury like a woman told the truth. What do you expect when you shovel soy into men's mouths full of gross styles and give men more porn than they can ever hope to consume? With women's rising expectations and men's increasing access to spicy content, the birth rates are going to go down and crater. Women are going to keep censoring online places for men so they can get attention from us. Eventually, the dead bedroom subreddit will also be dead, as it gradually becomes an echo chamber for disgruntled females that complain about their boyfriends not wanting to sleep with them on command like a dog. women are so obsessed with their sex life being quote-unquote normal and can't accept when a man doesn't put out the way they want. But those guys are still sort of putting out. They can't let us have anything, can they? They want us to suffer in silence with no hopes of figuring out what's happening to us. Even when they get sex from us, they say we aren't doing it just right. They are still finding ways to control most of us, but that's why I want the perfect virtual sex system. Because then it'll mean women won't even get the occasional bad sex session anymore. They'll be the ones hearing crickets coming from men's cocks instead. Of course, if we ever get to the point where 80 or 90% of women were no longer wanted by men, they would just vote in governments that would force changes in technology until they were wanted again. Take away our spicy adult materials, dolls, video games, and anything else that competes for our attention. Of course, they would still keep social media for themselves because they need that attention. But even social media is enough to get many men to stop sleeping with them. So what did they do? It's a dilemma. Ban social media for men, perhaps. After all, they got rid of the MGTOW subreddit while keeping the female dating strategies one up. Or possibly do what they're currently doing, which is to limit the types of so-called hate speech that they don't like. I don't really know what else I can say, except it looks as though women are busy trashing the Dead Bedroom subreddit and turning it into a bitch fest of epic proportions. But they banned the MGTOW ones, so mission accomplished. They control the virtual social space now, the way they control the ones in real life. I predicted in the long run women will eventually make it seem like the Dead Bedroom thing is a bigger problem for women than it is for men. This is what they seem to do everywhere. Their lesser problems get amplified over men's bigger ones. And on we go. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Randy the Dakota MGTOW for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women are getting smashed, but it's not enough for them, yet they still complain their bedroom is dead. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps women from following us into every single male social space and making themselves out to be the bigger victims away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.